After Buzzers. Welcome back to the Dance Moms After Show. We're finishing up Season 7, Episodes 15 and 16. Oh my God, there's so much to talk about. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Here we go. Yeah. Hey, ladies. Woo! Who are these people? Who am I? Who is she?
Who am I?
You know these fools over here. You guys know the old school and the news. We're like the minis.
I know.
We're
the minis.
And they're the OGs.
Oh, gosh. The competition has started.
We're all a team here.
I agree there.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into the Dance Moms After Show. My name's Tamara. I will be one of your hosts for the new second part of Season 7, and we can go ahead and introduce ourselves. I'm Tamara Brown. You can find me on Twitter at Brown Tamara. And next to me...
Hello, I'm Nicola Finn, and you can find me at Nicola Finn, pretty much anywhere, Instagram, Twitter.
And my name's Karina Vargas. You guys can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS.
I'm Becca Brown. Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
Woo! Becca B. She's my niece. It's an AfterBuzz rule that 50% of the panel has to be named Brown.
Right? Oh. Yes! Go us!
So we're trying to cram it. We've got two episodes to go over this week. Aside from the episodes, as you fans know, we've just got so much news going on right now.
There's so much.
Is it too much to handle?
I must admit, I had to take a few breaks in these episodes. I was like, woo!
So, as we know, if you guys are tuned in to the Dance Moms buzz, is that Abby Lee Miller has been in some legal trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, just a tad.
So, our first episode, she is 2 weeks away from her sentencing. And I think it's safe to say at this point, because it's been in all the tabloids, that Abby Lee Miller is in jail at present.
Yes.
Yeah. Did we all know that?
Oh, yeah. Just a bit, yeah.
For a year.
I love that she's in prison in Victorville.
And also, her Instagram account and, like, Twitter account is still active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not her tweeting, FYI. It's, like, a friend she left.
And that actually got me kind of confused.
It confused me at first.
Yeah, at first I was
for
like,
anyone
wait.
Who's confused, it's right.
Surprised. Yeah, I was like, isn't she in jail already? But somebody's posting stuff on her Instagram. Right. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe she has
somebody
a phone
better
in
confiscate her.
There was, like, a dancing event this past weekend, and she was, and there were, like, stories on her Instagram page, and I was like,
I just keep imagining. I just keep imagining Orange is the New Black and everything like Abby in that world. Like she's got the phone hidden in a brick in the bathroom and a flip phone. And
she thinks she can't keep still. Do you think she's like dancing in the like lines? Wow, and, you know, she's got a bit of moves going on.
So
probably.
Something that I read today was saying that you know inmates usually they have to get jobs while they're in prison, and it's a possibility that she's working in the kitchen. But one thing that they said that she should do is teach dance class.
That'd be cool.
Oh my gosh, that'd be yeah. You never know, there might be a lot of talent, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be a good thing for prison.
To have dance class for sure.
It relieves stress.
Yeah, the morale might be good for them.
I mean, there's all of those, those viral... Have you guys seen those viral videos where it's like a group of... it's like a Filipino prison yard, and they're all doing the Thriller dance. Like those prison... those. If you haven't seen those prison dance mom video... Dance mob videos. you should check those out. So we could do a dance mom, dance mob. Mashup. So, but it's funny to me. She's in Victorville because if you guys know, like that's north of Los Angeles, and it's just a very non-glamorous place. I think it's fair to say. So, I'm sure Abby is. All the reports say that she's just been crying and keeping to herself, and it's very sad, but starting off with the reality of where Abby Lee Miller is
right now. Right, yeah. We miss you.
Sucks,
So, we start out with episode 15. We'll go through this briefly because this was 2 weeks away. So, this episode, Abby has, her sentencing is 2 weeks away at this point. She doesn't really want to talk about it. So the girls are going to, the girls are going to fierce dance competition. And they do a, the group dance this week is called court.
The family court.
Yeah.
So this was really strange because of the fact that they make it a plot point because Bryn's family, Bryn's mom and dad had been divorced and they've been going through court. And it was said in the episode that maybe Abby chose this so that some of the like legal heat was...
Pushed somebody else.
Yeah, the other way. I don't mean to laugh, but it was comical, wasn't it? Her just sitting there going, yeah, this is about that, and, you know, it's about nothing else, but, you know.
Also the news, I have news to share with you guys. And then, like, all the like, dramatic close-ups on everyone's face before she shared it, like, before she was like, this is the news. Everyone's like, is she gonna actually talk about this?
Yeah.
Is she gonna talk about this? And then she's like, I'm offering Tuesday, Thursday classes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then she stops.
I was just about to... Oh, my God, look. On the minis team here, we were just about to get the choreography of the drinking.
So do you guys want to see my Abby impression?
Yes.
This is what she does all the time.
Oh.
She doesn't do that.
My guess is...
She's very... mouth licky.
Mm-hmm. No, my guess is that she tries to drive the moms insane.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think she tries her hardest to do stuff that's going to like make the moms question her sanity, and I think she knows that she's doing this and she has fun with it.
Right. Right.
Especially in like the past two episodes. I've been like, I feel like she knows what she's doing and how insane she's acting.
Yeah.
I feel like this is all an act.
For sure. And then I love how when they announce the court date, when that's the theme of the group dance, they do this like, is that okay, Bryn? Like, the way that Bryn's mom, what do you guys think about the way that Bryn's mom was handling them using her personal life as dance subject matter?
I mean, I thought that it was a good way to kind of show other kids that, like, they go through that, too.
Yeah.
So I like that part, but sometimes the way that Ashley handled it, I was like, oh, I mean.
Yeah.
You're really putting the whole stuff. Attention to her, you know, but.
Ashley's pretty bad at handling stuff sometimes. just sometimes, like, as in 75% of the time, maybe.
That's a large portion.
I just found it so dramatic. Like, this episode, I mean, all the episodes, like this next two, I just found them like, I was like, you know, it was taking my breath away, and I was sort of like, you know, usually I'm like laughing a lot, but this time it was just like drama.
It was.
And then more drama. It was just like a cake upon cake of drama.
Yeah. it was definitely a lot like that. Mm-hmm. Like, the dramatic music was like amped up a bit.
It was.
So there's the two duets that Abby assigns this week are Lily and Ellie are going to do a duet, and Kalani and Bryn are going to do a duet.
I get so excited when they, you know, it's the announcement. It's like there's so many stages every episode, but it's like this is
who's
like
doing, who is doing the dance?
Who is it?
Who's doing the dance?
Yeah,
is and she going to call my name?
Right, yeah. You do. You want to be like, I feel like I...
Yeah.
Or like who's competing against who or to win type of stuff.
I want a solo.
Yeah. Abby.
You want what?
Teach
a solo?
Us.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Gosh.
We will do a pyramid for this panel.
Oh,
everyone.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we will. Whose headshot's going to be first?
Yeah. I have terrible headshots.
No, I'm kidding.
Mine's like a Polaroid.
Actually, a terrible dancer.
Who's going to sit where? That's what
I'm a great dancer. I just have
us, you know?
There is a little bit of competition going on, as always, between Lily and Ellie, especially recently.
Their
because
moms.
I know.
As with all of the rivalries in Dance Moms, it's more between the moms, right?
Yeah.
Than the girls.
Yeah.
It is. Like, it's funny to see because the moms will be like, We've been fighting lately, not getting along, blah, blah, blah. And then Abby will announce, oh, Eliana and Liliana, you all have a duet. And they'll be like, yay!
And then the moms are all mad.
And the moms
and they're
are
like
glaring at each other.
The girls are like hugging and everything.
Yeah.
They're happy to like dance together. And then the moms are like, ugh. we have to battle again. Each other. Yeah.
The tension between them is just like, it's like ice.
Yeah.
But especially now because, so Liliana kind of followed in Maddie's footsteps a little bit. She was recently in a Sia video.
I saw the wig and she's everything, precious. The black with the white. It was like Cruella de Vil type thing.
She's too precious.
She's super cute.
So is Ellie.
It's interesting to me that they, because if they chose, they wanted another Dance Moms girl, let's say, I would have thought they'd choose Ellie just because she's a little bit more of a mature dancer, even though Lily's super fun to watch and spunky, and mm-hmm. I guess they wanted someone more childlike, and I would say that is Lily.
Yeah, but I do agree that, I mean, they're both incredible dancers for their age, but I think Ellie is a little more, like, she's at the age where she's beginning to get the technique a little more. They both have amazing technique. Yeah. Like, I don't know. There's some things... They have strengths and weaknesses.
Mm-hmm. I feel like even though exactly right.
Have you all watched Liliana do hip hop like on Instagram?
No.
She's really good at that.
Really,
I'm impressed with it. And she's wearing like little like baggy pants and stuff. Look on Instagram; they post like random videos.
Awesome.
I'm going to take it back a little bit, but I remember when the minis came in, and I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know about this, because I was very set on the old team, you know? And then when they came in, I was like, oh. But I love them. I think I've really warmed to them, and I think they bring a lot to the show, you know?
Yeah.
I was the same way, just because I feel like, at first, I was like, they don't really fit.
No. With their mini.
especially when Abby was picking a couple of them to stay on the team and be part of the team. I'm like, but it's like you have 2 9-year-olds. I think they were 8 at the time. On a team with like 14-year-olds.
Plus, all of these kids in the dance world, they look younger than they really are anyway. Mm-hmm. So like, they look like there's just toddlers out there.
They're like 6.
Yeah.
But I think once Macy got back on the show, and it kind of like all, it's like the smallest to like the oldest. Yeah, so like when they have thing. Yeah, when they do like pyramid and stuff, it kind of like raises the bar. So
yeah,
it's like,
literally raises the bar. Yeah. Not kind of.
Yeah, it does.
Well, let's throw up a clip of Liliana in the Sia music video, Move Your Body. Let's see if we can see a little bit of that.
She
was so great.
Oh, I'm so excited because
this music video
is
so fun too, because it's like an homage to the 80s dance movies. It shows a little bit like, yeah, here we go.
Oh my gosh, she's so precious.
And I think this clip, she's doing, like, Footloose. This is the part where they're, like, paying homage to Footloose.
Oh, my gosh. Kevin Bacon. This is amazing.
Yes. Little one.
Kevin Bacon does his, like, gymnastic sequence in Footloose, or the stand-in for Kevin Bacon, I guess. And then they go into, like, they do her... She does, like, the flash dance move. And then at the very end of the video, she does the, like, Ali Sheedy, like, melts part from...
This is, like, one of the best music videos ever, seriously.
It's really cool.
It's
so cool. Yeah. So well done.
This combines, like, movies and
like,
dance.
You go see
them.
Yeah.
That's honor to be in,
like, music. Yeah. The part of that.
So what do you guys think... Everybody's accusing Yolanda of being jealous, and like she has every right to be.
Understandably, because
she may
Ellie should be getting these opportunities.
Yeah, like she may be jealous or of her opportunity, but doesn't mean that she's not happy for Lily. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that's kind of what Yolanda was talking about, right. But the other moms kind of took it as like, oh, you're jealous and you wish
they
horrible
really
things.
Went for it, they went for it.
And Kira's like, point your finger.
Like, chill out.
Seriously, that's when I started laughing. Stop. I was like, okay, let's, like, you know, that
like,
was pretty
any
funny.
Any of them wouldn't have been, like, losing their mind if it were them and it's the other person. Like, they all... Like, they're acting like she's so crazy for, you know, being a little, you know, not throwing a party for Lily. And it's
right.
Like...
Yeah, it was, like, gang up on Yolanda time in this episode. But, like, I mean, her daughter should be getting these opportunities, too.
Mm-hmm.
Equally as incredible.
I know, yeah.
So, come on.
But you guys met Yolanda. She's your girl, so you're probably in her, her corner.
Team Yolanda. So well, we love all the moms.
Yeah, we do love all the moms.
Yeah. You guys can scoot back a few episodes, AfterBuzz panel episodes, to when these guys brought in Ellie and Yolanda.
Yes. They're so cute. Yeah. Nice. You're invited back anytime.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's scoot ahead to the competition. In the competition, because of what's going on with Yolanda and Stacey, maybe the girls didn't practice as much as they should have.
I was nervous, guys. I don't know about you guys, but I was really nervous. And I know these girls are talented, you know. I didn't have anything to worry about, but I was nervous. I was on the edge of my seat. I was like, one's practiced, one hasn't, and like, what's going to happen? And, you know.
See, I was the opposite way. What? I'm always like really? So confident in them because... They're
that makes me feel bad incredible. Now. I feel confident you're, in them, so, but I was nervous.
Like, you're like a dance mom. Right. You're like overconfident in them.
I don't know. I was just... Because they've done duets before, and I feel like they're just, like, flawless doing duets every time, and they're very good at actually most of the time keeping up with each other. So I wasn't worried based on what I've seen before.
Right.
Yeah. But then... Mistakes happen.
Yeah, I was kind of worried about the minis just because after they were saying, like, oh, they didn't have enough time to, like, practice and so it was like competition. And I was like, okay, well, that's going to be hard because they sometimes have the tendencies to kind of, like, mess up or, like, kind of forget sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I was nervous of them blanking out.
There we go.
The
so,
yeah. But apparently the judges didn't notice.
So I know. They luckily looked down and they didn't see.
I mean, we all noticed as they were
I
dancing.
I don't know how they didn't notice, to be honest.
I know. I don't know.
I think they were just so cute that they were like, we can't. We got to give it to her. You know, no, they were
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, is it the cuteness effect going on?
It seems
it has the...
It's a very real thing.
It is. It really is.
I think Abby...
I don't blame them,
knows
though,
better. Yeah. Abby knows better than anyone the formula that the judges prefer. And it seems like cuteness trumps everything, always. Like, in these dance competitions, cuteness is oftentimes rated higher than, like, technical dancing. Mm-hmm. Like, remember that when Mackenzie beat Maddie that, like, couple seasons ago? Like,
right.
And a lot of times, it... Yeah, cuteness just wins all. Yeah.
Well, they always said to... I was in dance school, and they always used to say to us, as long as you're doing something with your face, like, they won't look at your body. So, I don't know, we're like, you know, like, I don't know, like, yeah, I'm doing something with my face, so, you know, look up here. Yeah. So, yeah.
I also think it's just impressive when kids that age are doing... the stuff they do.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But at least Lily or Eliana didn't like freeze up completely where they just stood there.
Right.
So at least they kind of like quickly came back and started dancing in sync again.
Right.
So.
They could have sat there and cried.
Yeah. Yeah.
They could have. They got. They
didn't cry.
Fixed it.
Yeah.
They didn't cry. The mistake.
And then Kalani and Bren's dance was fine. That's cool, right?
It was Kendall and Bryn.
Kendall and Bryn. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, both start with a K.
Yeah. It was
but
good.
I thought they did incredible. But my favorite Kendall dance is in the next episode we're talking about.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm excited about that. Yeah, talk about that.
So we'll go ahead and jump to judging. So in the duets, Ellie and Bryn take first. Or Ellie, I'm sorry. I'm mixing up Ellie. Martha and Cindy take first. Ellie and Lily take first. Mm-hmm. And Kendall and Bryn take second.
Yeah.
And everybody's blown away. They can't believe that Lily and Ellie won. But there you go. And then their group dance court date, they take first.
Yeah. I mean, duh. Yeah.
That was so good. That was
incredible. Macy did fantastic.
Yeah.
Because I watched a second time last night, and I was blown away by that dance.
I have to watch their dances a second time. I can't. I was like, wow. I can't just watch it a first time. I just.
Yeah. I think Maisie might be my favorite this season because she's just such a fun hip hop dancer to watch. Oh, when you see her, like, she just attacks dances with so much force. Like, she's so much fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. She's so underrated too. It's kind of unfortunate.
I kind of hope that they bring in some hip hop for her again. The show. Yeah, because she does amazing with that.
Yeah, she just attacks it, and she just. Like, I know that Abby doesn't feel her other form styles are as strong, but it's just like, yeah, she's a secret weapon, because whenever she gets this, when you get to see her do hip hop, it like it just blows everyone out of the water.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see Maisie and Liliana hip hop duet.
Oh, that'd be that so be cute. Really cool.
Yes. Yeah, it would be
okay.
That'd be good.
Okay.
I love their costumes though, seriously. Like I get really excited about it. Yes. Like when they put that like, wine colored line while they're wearing, it's like a fashion thing as well. It's like a modeling show. But they're like wine colored dresses. I just thought that's one of my favourite colours. I was like, I'm gonna like this dance anyway. Well, like,
I like how Bryn changed at the end.
I did too.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. That was well planned. Mm-hmm. Everything about it.
The acting too.
The acting, the facial.
Yes.
Facial expressions, everything on each one
like
of the
dancers.
Style of
dance. Yes.
I have to say, you know, when Abby tells him the story, I have to laugh because she's very serious. Like, this is the story. And I'm like, yeah, Abby, this is the story. Like, I get really, like, serious.
like so emotionally invested in the story. Yeah. You're like, wow.
Yeah. So it's very
the texting driving one still, like, stands out to me.
That was so
like, still in my mind.
Yeah. Wasn't there, like, I know which one you're talking about, but then they've done other ones about, like, car
the
crashes.
The same thing, yeah, the
and
car
other
crashes.
Ones, and, like, it's, yeah, they, yeah.
There's some brilliant choreography.
They go for some pull-at-your-heartstrings subjects.
Some deep stuff.
Deep stuff.
Deep.
Okay, so before we move on to, so that was a pretty great first episode to come back to for the season 7 second half. It's weird how they break up these seasons. It's hard to be like.
Yeah. And there's so many episodes.
Yeah. So anything else before we move on to episode 16, you guys? Mm-hmm.
I'm just excited.
Oh, well, Abby had said that whoever won the duo got solos in the next episode.
She
how could she do that?
I know.
I felt bad.
I kind of wish we could make predictions.
I know, but we already know what happens. We already know what happens in the next
episode. What would have been your prediction for episode 16?
Well, based off of already seeing the episode, my prediction is...
it's not going to happen.
Oh, before we move on, can I say... I just found it so cringeworthy. You know when Abby didn't turn up and they were all like, where is Abby? And then she turned up in the same clothes.
Oh
my
God. Yeah.
They were like the walk of shame. And I don't know if I believe her. Did she go on a date? Did
The guy in the next episode was behind her.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. I totally missed that then. I'm sorry. Yep. Like, well, I'm sorry to have doubted you, Abby. I'm sorry. No. That's all right.
Well, then on that note, let's use Jordy as a segue into episode 16.
Woo! His song.
Okay. I know. Abby flies the coop. Episode 16.
I love that. Like,
the title.
Yeah, it just gives it away, but it's a solid
title. Flies away.
She is 1 week away from her sentencing.
Yeah.
And this is all taking place. What we're watching is all taking place back in February of this year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we can keep that in mind. But at this point, in the watching it, they're a week away from when Abby is supposed to get her sentence. And then rather than devote herself to the girls, it's not really Abby's style. So she's plans a week away, going to Europe and doing appearances. And probably at this point, because she's in this, you know, she's got 50 counts of bankruptcy fraud. She's got all of these, she has to pay out like $40,000 here, $200,000 here, like... I can see why she's going to do appearances and stuff.
Right.
This chick needs to make money every way she can.
Yeah. I think if everyone put their, like, feet in her shoes, I think they would have to kind of, you know, probably do it too. But it seems unfair that she's leaving the girls, but still, she's got to do what she's got to do.
Yeah. So they start out with Pyramid, and this was super fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. The whole thing just...
Because we expected the solos
that were being promised,
right? Yeah. Promises.
Speaking of predictions,
that were broken.
I know.
My prediction was right.
Oh, yeah. We're such geniuses.
How did I know that was going to happen? Yeah. I know the show so well.
Karina has a third eye.
Oh, yeah. And Ellie.
So
that's depressing.
So my girl Maisie was on top of the pyramid this week. So that was really fun.
Yeah,
good for her.
Yeah.
Um, she really nailed it in that dance, and so she gets on top of the pyramid, and is she rewarded with nothing?
Like she should have gotten a solo.
Yeah, I think she should have gotten
system wheels, but yeah, she should have gotten a solo. I mean, there's more weeks to come for her to get her solo, but
I just think because I think because Abby was leaving, she kind of gave the solos to kind of, I guess,
like the heavy hitters.
Yeah, the ones that they're gonna
place. Yeah, right. So. That's a
the safe bets. Yeah.
But I think in the younger age category, Ellie and Lily could have placed.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. So they're going to sheer talent, but can we talk about this group number?
My goodness.
Yeah. So
yes,
let's talk about, Jordan Rodriguez, Jordy. They introduce him to us as Abby's boyfriend, Abby's boy toy. Nobody wants to say the word boyfriend, so we're calling him boy toy. Winking, like they're just kind of dancing around this.
All the kids are like,
together.
This is gross.
So, what do you guys think that they're really a couple?
I don't know. I'm just a bit cringed out, to be honest with you. Even if that's a word, I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I guess opposites attract. I don't know.
I don't see it being...
She's very, like, demanding, very sort of one way, and he's just very airy-fairy and... not airy-fairy, but you know what I mean? Like, just a little bit light.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Light. I don't know.
I think it could be true. I mean, I felt like Abby really was all nice and... jittery and all like so cute and stuff, and I was like, I've never seen the side of Abby, but
maybe that's
like if that's pulling her attraction to him, then I was like, go for Abby, right. Who knows how long you're gonna be there.
I could see them maybe, but I doubt it.
I mean, maybe not relationship wise.
Maybe friends.
I wish more than anything they were a couple, because here's the thing. Abby's 50. This guy, Jordy, is probably 24? Hmm. And, you know, Abby's got a lot of money. He is like eye candy. How many times do we see that the other way around, where it's like 50-year-old dude... hot 24-year-old, like, I go Abby, like, from a feminist perspective, like, yeah, girl, get your man candy, go for it, you know, like, I really am pulling for her. I hope that's the case.
I think she should have someone.
Yeah.
Why not? So,
I hope it's a real thing, but,
Romance on the show. Yeah. Romance. Woo. Yes, all about that.
And he's a model. He's, I guess he's, like, originally from Ohio. He moved to L.A. He's, like, signed with a model agency here. He's gorgeous. There's all these photos of him online of his, like, ripped, like, six-pack. So that's super awesome.
Go look up photos.
Yeah. So, and he's pushing an agenda on us.
Oh, yeah.
Jordy doesn't eat me. And he wants to sing about it.
Yeah. He wrote a song about it.
He's going for it.
Maybe he writes songs about something else.
He wrote it and performed it.
That's what we should have used that as our intro song. We'll use that as our outro song. Hey, can you for our outro song, if you can find, it's called Food for Thought is what this. An outro song. That's right. I forgot. But maybe we can play it at some point. It's called Food for Thought.
I actually was surprised. I don't know about you, but when I heard the song when they were performing, I thought it was all right. But when he was singing it to the mums, I don't know. It was just cringeworthy. It's not like he wasn't a bad singer or anything. It was just the mums' faces. And, like, I didn't know what they were going to say.
The mums' faces are brilliant.
It's like a jury, isn't it? It's just like they're just judging the whole time. But, you know, and then they were all about it. But some of them wasn't.
I just want to see it behind the scenes, truly. Like, this is what I was thinking these two episodes of. The producers, like, egging the moms on.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see this.
I would, too.
Egging them on to, like, be cheering him on? Or, like,
to be just, like, I don't know, fighting in every situation. Fighting about every situation.
Well, I think Holly is a feisty one. She was given it to him, and I think he kind of needed it.
She makes good points, though. She does it in a good way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Her examples are... Yeah. Straight to the point. Mm-hmm. And
oh, yeah, some of her quotes. I think sometimes hers are the best quotes of the series.
I really do. I honestly agree.
I'm a Holly fan. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I liked that she actually went there and she had an argument with him because I think the other mums, you know, they would have given it a go, but she just went for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I felt like Jordan was like, this is how you should do it. Like, this is what is right. This is, like, just a one-sided conversation. And I was mm-hmm. like, you go, Holly. Like, you exactly. tell him your point of view.
I had the pom-poms out. Yeah. I was like, up the flags.
It's not one-sided. Go, Holly. Nothing's one-sided.
And he has to, like, I feel bad. Like, I have a lot. I'm not a vegan. I'm not a vegetarian either. But I have a lot of friends who are.
Me
and
too.
They hate the... A lot of people get this impression that all vegans are these just, like, demanding, this is, if you eat meat, you're evil, yeah. and you know, like, and they're trying to dispel that, like, sort of, I don't want to call it a stereotype, but, like, the thing that a lot of people think all vegans are like, but Jordy pretty much, like, embodies that.
Oh, he did. Like, I was like, he's not going to go there. Oh, he did. Yeah. Like, when he got the I called it, like, the doggy. Like jar, he got like the doggy for like the treats for the kids. Like these are vegan, like trying to convince them that they were
like
nice
vegan stuff. Though
me too, I've tried it. I wouldn't pass it, but like it was just funny, like them going, "Okay, I'll try it."
Yeah, maybe.
Did they like it? They did actually. They were like, "Okay."
They're like debatable.
Yeah.
Debatable.
Are you guys meat eaters?
I am.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Yes. Nobody on this panel is a vegetarian.
Sorry.
There you go. Some days I'll have just veggies to give it a go.
I'm not much of a red meat person, but I'll still have like chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like
I think meat is important. It gives you like certain vitamins you need. So
yep. Becky's eating bologna under the table right now.
It wasn't until I came to LA, actually, the whole vegan thing, I knew about it.
And you're
really.
Like, what?
Yeah, I was like, okay. Like, you know, not that, like, England's in a bubble or anything and we don't have vegans. We do, but,
but
like,
you don't have, like, a vegan restaurant
right,
in every corner.
LA's, yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, a Starbucks, like, a vegan Starbucks everywhere. Yeah. You know, like, everywhere on the corner.
We have vegan Starbucks?
Ah, maybe. Oh. I don't know.
Oh, you just
they feel like a Starbucks.
Somebody $1 million idea.
Wow.
Interesting. There's going to be a vegan Starbucks open tomorrow.
Right?
Let's open.
This happened.
Might have to rename it.
Panel is brought to you by Vegan Starbucks.
Woo!
Check us out online at veganstarbucks.com.
I hope I get credit for this now.
Yes.
You'll get a certain percentage.
Yes.
Like 10%? No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so let's move away from poor Jordan. Poor vegan Jordy. Super cool. Kalani walked in New York Fashion Week.
She looked amazing. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I was watching these episodes like, oh my gosh, they're so grown up. All these kids are so grown up now. Like I remember watching like the first 2-3 seasons and they're like and the kids are so young. Kalani didn't come around until quite a while later. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, they've grown up and it makes me emotional.
It does me. Yeah.
It's so hard to believe.
We're like their other dance mums. Like,
I'm proud of Kalani.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Me good
too.
For her.
I wonder what she's going to go on to. Oh, wait. Sorry, side tangent. But I wanted to ask you guys, did anybody see Maddie's movie? The Book of Henry.
I didn't.
I want to. Then.
Yeah. I want to.
I wanted to too, but it wasn't in theaters very long, so I didn't get a chance to see it. If any of you out there let us know what you thought. Did you love it? I want to.
Maybe we should go see it.
We'll rent it and have like a night where
movie
we watch
night.
It.
Yeah,
movie night.
It looked really good from the previews, but like I heard a review that it like just completely goes to crazy town in the middle. Like it starts out like a normal movie about this like kid genius. It looked really great from the previews. I really wanted to see it, but it wasn't in theaters long, so I didn't get a chance to. But
we could look at.
We'll see what we can find bootlegged online, right, guys?
Yes.
Anyway, I just thought of that because I was about to say, like, all the girls kind of have trajectories in their careers that they're going. Yeah. So, like, Maddie is now doing movies and, like, big things. But, like, what's Kalani's... What do you think Kalani's heading towards?
I think she's heading towards Rockettes.
Hell yeah! Yeah, that's cool. I would love that.
She needs to grow a couple inches, probably. But I think she could do Rockettes.
I think she's also towards, like, the fashion, clothing side of it. Because, I mean, she's doing runways, and she has, like... I think she has a collection on...
She does. A lot of the girls have
clothes. Yeah, have like, she has a clothing collection,
does
too.
She?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'd be really interested, because I don't know about you girls, but, like, the last costume she had, that, like, glittery black top, and then the sheer... I was just, like, blown away. I was just like, wow, this is... Mm-hmm. I want to get that costume. I don't know whether I can wear it on the streets, but, like, it looks pretty good. Yeah.
So... Kalani
she has a collection.
Yeah.
Oh, she does have a collection. Mm-hmm. Is it like dance clothes or is it regular clothes?
Oh my There's gosh. Dance clothes.
I'm so excited. I want to look at it.
Shorts.
Yeah.
Socks.
It's called Purple Pixies?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called what?
Let me confirm this.
Ooh.
Okay.
But.
Well, while she's confirming that, we'll talk about the solos. Kalani gets a solo.
Yeah.
And. Yes! Kalani gets a solo, and Brynn gets a solo, and Kendall is doing an old solo. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
DOA.
They went nuts about that, though. Like, they went a bit crazy about her, you know, having her solo
again.
An old
solo?
Like, well, she's got the advantage. It's like, you know, I don't know, not
but
really.
But did she? She has to kind of relearn, go over it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when you think about it, most... teams have their kids do the same dance over and over again for competition that whole season. So, I mean, she took a break from that, came back to it later.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Much later.
And at least she didn't have to, like, worry about, you know, memorizing a new dance since Abby wasn't even going to be there.
Exactly. So, Abby wasn't going to be there. Like, everyone was getting annoyed about that.
Yeah.
So.
And so each of their dances, everybody has their own complaint about. Kalani says that, you know, like, she doesn't have enough time with her dance. Kendall's bummed that she's just recycling a dance. Brynn, what did they say? Like, they didn't think hers was, like, challenging enough or something.
Well, they really cracked me up.
I didn't think Brynn's was challenging enough, to be honest.
Well, they all cracked me up when they went, yeah, just chase, like, you know, like, Abby's chasing right now. They were like, channel Abby.
Yes.
It's funny.
I think Brynn's dance focused more on her acting instead of, like, her technique-wise.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's why. But
I think that, but I do think Brynn has great technique.
Oh my gosh, always has. She's so graceful. Like,
she's a very graceful dancer.
She's like jelly. She's
she reminds
like,
me
so
of a Chloe.
But the technique's amazing.
She does.
Yeah.
She's amazingly talented for sure, but she's not one of my favorite to watch because I don't know why. She just doesn't, for me, she doesn't have, Maddie used to have like a musicality where she would hold something just for like,
oh my gosh,
a split second
it's like
long
the
enough
beautiful
that it
facial.
Gave it such a breath, like it just gave it this more like gravitas, just this like breath that would bring so much drama to it. Maddie just had this like musicality. Brynn has amazing technique, but it's more mechanical, not in the movements. But I don't know, it's just for me, it's she's not my favorite to watch, but I'm not denying her talent anyway.
No,
she's
really amazing. I agree with you on that, actually. Yeah, I think, you know, it's a little bit mushy.
Yeah,
I think she can only improve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got time.
Practice.
She's got nothing but time.
Practice.
And then, of course, the group dance is this weird... the moms keep calling it gimmicky. It's the... they're like animals dancing
makeup
about...
Makeup was interesting.
Vegan. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Costume was interesting.
It was interesting. Like, the face was like, incredible. When they did close-ups on the face,
I was like,
I want that makeup. I want to go out
Halloween.
Like that. I want to, you know, I don't care if I look like an animal. Like, this is cool.
No,
with
I was like, I
want to
go out like that for Halloween.
Exactly. But it was the white shirt for me that really spoiled it.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought they looked a bit like scientists gone wrong. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. Like, you know I what I mean? Like, been better they had their jackets. But...
Yeah, I thought it would have been better if they wore, like, actual leotards that
like actual
had animal prints.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I thought they were missing something.
Animal prints would have been better than a white t-shirt that did look like they were going to the office. Right. You know, I was like, this...
I was very confused.
I kind of got it once they said, oh, it's like a corporate. Like, yeah. Some of them were like corporate animals.
They looked like but animals like, going on a job interview.
Yeah. So I was like,
I'm just trying to, like, imagine that.
I feel... What was I going to say? Dang it. I had it.
It was the image of the group dance. It was like,
did you guys ever talk about in the past seasons how I love... This is one thing that always makes me laugh is how... They'll cut to the girls, like, blush and stuff like that as if they do their own makeup. And it's like, they clearly do not do their own makeup.
I thought that. No, I was like, if they do their own makeup, they need to come around and do my makeup. Yeah. Like, that's amazing.
They clearly have amazing. Because this dance was, the makeup was cool, but, like, there are some dances where they have, like, such amazing makeup. It's like, you know they have a makeup person. They are, the moms like, are not doing that. Exactly. Yeah.
If the moms are doing that, then, wow. I mean, they have had years of practice, probably.
Yeah, but some of that makeup is just so elaborate it's like,
well, the show has money.
For sure.
Lifetime has money for them to get makeup styles.
Sure.
Otherwise, I would be like, yeah, it's totally the moms, because my mom, when me and my sisters were in dance, used to do our makeup.
Me too. Right. That's why my eyebrows were up here, and that's why.
Oh. It would, like, melt. Like, it wouldn't stay in place.
So but good makeup.
Good makeup. But you know, with the vegan dance, what made me laugh was one of the mums like asked behind them, like, what do you think this dance was about? Yeah. And they said it was about a vegan. How did they get that?
I wouldn't have gotten that.
I would never have got that. I still, even though I knew, I was watching it thinking, would I have known? No, I would not have known. Like, I don't know what I would have called it.
I was so confused as to how they got it.
I think they heard the lyrics, maybe.
Okay.
Because there were some parts of the lyrics that did kind of touch upon it being animal cruelty.
It pushed it a bit.
So I was still so guilty.
He was pushing it, like he always does.
I was like, oh, when did they figure that out?
Yeah.
Exactly. It was kind of a unique dance. It was very, like, I didn't know where it was going to go. Like, hip-hoppy, but lyrical.
Yeah.
Distinct. It was very, you know, different, and that's probably why they won.
I think one of the moms said at one point, like, it's like the dance didn't fit the type of music. Like, it was like a lyrical dance to, like, a rap song.
They did a good running man, I noticed.
Which worked.
It was a very, like, glamorous running man.
Okay, let's go ahead and, because we should skip ahead, there's a lot to.
Oh,
we didn't talk about. They all say their goodbyes to Abby.
Yeah, Abby wasn't there.
That was so sad.
Abby wasn't there, and Chloe was back in LA at this point. So they tease a little bit that Chloe's coming back.
I'm so ready for Chloe to come back. I love Chloe. I missed her so much.
I know.
I get chills every time her and Christy are on screen. I'm like, oh, this is like the old dance moms.
Yes.
Do you like Christy?
I did. I mean, it's the old dance moms. It's like, we're going back to Canada season
one. It makes you feel for nostalgia purposes.
Yeah, it's nostalgia.
I do love Chloe, though. Like, I love Chloe so much.
I adore Chloe. Chloe seems great.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
I can't wait.
So they do the competition, and... Oh, they're in Phoenix, by the way, so that was one reason why Kalani and...
And Burn.
Got solo, because they're Phoenix girls.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they award the solos. Do I have this right? Because when I wrote it down, but then I was like, I don't know if this is right. So Kalani got first.
Yeah, she did.
Yes.
Bryn got second.
Yes.
And Kendall got third.
Yeah.
I thought Kendall should have gotten first.
I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah, she was very good.
That was the best I've seen her dance. And I rewatched and, like, specifically her dance. And I was like, everything is perfect to me.
It was like a powerhouse dance.
She did so good, and the turns at the end were flawless to me. Everything.
I feel like her facials were on point, too,
which I was proud of her, because that's been a struggle for her in the past, having, especially, like, the first half of this season, way back when, and even season 6, since she was a kid. It's always been, like, get work on the acting.
Yes.
And she, I think she got it.
Yeah, I thought
so. She got it down.
Yeah, she did.
Yes.
Yeah, whereas Kalani's dance, although it was fantastic, it was like, there was something missing, like a story or a, like,
well,
I don't
like,
know.
It's like, I've seen this before. Like, yeah. I know she can dance.
Right,
like this
it was amazing.
Type thing.
But it was, yeah. Yeah.
It did kind of remind me of, like, old Kalani dances. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was
an old one.
Mm-hmm. I think for Brennan and Kalani, it was like, I know they can dance like this. But with Kendall, I was like, wow, you go, Kendall. You're...
she really dang. Pulled it yeah. out. And Jill was so emotional watching it. That got me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
was
like, yes. Like, good for her.
I really loved Bryn, too, yeah. though. I don't know about you guys, but I loved Bryn's dance. I just think she's so, like, she's so beautiful when she dances. She's and beautiful. It's so, like, princess. She makes it so easy. Yeah. Like, she makes it look like it's
yeah,
she does.
Nothing. Like, mm-hmm. no, like she, oh, I could just do this in my sleep. Let me just throw my leg
yeah,
all the way
exactly.
back.
Yeah, exactly. Just put a floral dress on and just, yeah.
She literally resembles a fairy princess when she dances.
Yeah.
And then Kalani... I mean, she dances. I mean,
Kalani's
her dance is so mature.
Are like
her dance is.
It's like Kalani's lines and those extensions
yes.
that she does, and she'll hold something,
oh,
and it's
yeah.
just this like. I'm not gonna breathe until you're done ponching. You know,
she
like
has
it's
such
like,
a bright future ahead
oh,
of her.
Yeah.
That girl,
all
yeah,
of them.
Shining.
So good. So, yeah, those are first, second, third with the ladies, and then group dance. What do you know? Lo and behold, weird animal job interview dance gets yeah. first place.
Yeah. No, okay, so I kind of get it. As
oh,
I'm
hold
watching
up, hold
back,
up, hold up.
I kind of get
it. You get it?
No, I'm watching on, like, I get the costuming. I don't get the dance and itself, but... I have it pulled up on my computer, and I think the costume, like, the white jackets are kind of, like, lab coats, sort of, maybe?
Mm, yeah.
Do you think?
I don't,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I still don't get it.
Okay. 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 I see that. Yep.
Yeah, I can see that,
too. Okay, cool. Well, we'll go into some news, unless anybody has anything else to wrap up with episode 16. Anything else?
A lot of news.
Well, I mean, I just felt bad, like, towards the very end of the episode when they put Gia
oh,
in
right.
charge.
Yes. Oh, my goodness,
then,
that was...
Yeah.
yeah,
the fact that they wanted to bring somebody new.
That was so mean.
Yeah, I felt bad because I felt like they didn't even give Gia an opportunity, like, at least 1 week to kind of, like, go to competition before bringing somebody else in.
Yeah, she
so,
was
yeah,
she was really
she
hurt.
Was her, and so I felt so bad because I think she's an amazing choreographer.
And also real quick, for anyone who's interested, one of our hosts, Jennifer Leon, who you all might know of, interviewed Gio last year. So check that out on our YouTube
oh, cool.
channel.
Oh, okay.
What's Gia's last name?
I can't say it.
I know I cannot.
It starts with an M.
Okay.
But I cannot say it.
I'm sure you can Google.
Gianna Martello. I don't know if I said it right, but
AfterBuzz TV. yeah, I can see why Gianna was
she's so
upset.
Not appreciated.
But the thing that I did like about that was that I love Gia, and I want to see more. Like, I wish they did interviews with her, and I wish that we saw more personality
from Gia. Yeah, because you just see the sad face Gia.
You just kind of see her in the back, and,
in
like,
the background.
Every
yeah.
once in a while, you'll
she's
see
like
her throw out a word while she's choreographing.
Person.
This was the first time I feel like I actually heard a sentence from her when she was just like, fine, whatever you guys want. And I was just like, oh, we're actually seeing some,
yeah.
like,
emotion
and personality
yeah.
from Gianna, and I'm hoping with Abby gone, even if Gianna's not in charge, like, I want to see more of that. Like,
yeah.
let's see more of Gianna come out. Like, I want to get to know her. I feel like maybe she doesn't want to be on the show, and that's the reason why we haven't seen more of her, because...
I just think she needs to be in the limelight more.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I felt like she kind of did want to be a part of it. If she got so upset that the moms kind of just wanted to, like, bring somebody
else
in.
Yeah,
because
she deserves.
She obviously cares and obviously wants to try and choreograph like the dances. So. Mm-hmm.
It was so childish
was.
Of the moms to be like, "Let's do a hand thing."
Mm-hmm. And
it was
yeah,
like,
it was,
"Oh my gosh!"
I'm like, "What are we in high school?"
I know, exactly.
Give her the credit.
Well,
she
I meant, I think Gianna doesn't want, I meant, like, from the beginning of the show, I don't think Gianna wanted to be, like, she just wanted to, like, do her choreography and, like, work and not, she did, I don't think she wanted to be a personality on the show, and that's why we don't see her that much. That's kind of what I was saying. But I think, yeah, she definitely, like, wants to take over now that Abby's gone.
Maybe she doesn't want to be a personality on the show because at the end of the day, it's kind of like, I don't know, everyone knows about the producers and how the producers are, like, a main part of, like, getting all the drama on the show to happen.
Mm-hmm. She just doesn't want to be involved in
she
that.
She doesn't want to, I think maybe she doesn't want to be involved in the whole drama thing.
Yeah.
Do you think, Abby is right that she is going to be Mina, this new woman that's coming in, Lorraine? She's like, woo, if you think I'm mean, she's mean.
She said, Lorianne Gibson?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Should we move on to news?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yes. Boop, boop, boop. Vegan news. Not really.
Getting ahead.
So, news. Does anybody, I have something. Who wants to go first?
Abby's in jail.
Spoiler.
We said that in the beginning. Really news.
But here's the thing. I was reading, and this is a spoiler, but I guess we'll can talk about when it's going to happen. Apparently, Cheryl Burke is going to come in.
Yes, the star Cheryl Burke.
Yeah. Okay. She's coming in to take Abby's spot. So she's going to be Dancing with the Stars. Cheryl Burke is going to come in, and apparently she has her own studio in San Francisco.
Oh.
But she's going to come in and be the new Abby. Wow. That's who's taking over this season. So that's who is replacing Abby currently.
Is their teacher right now.
Yeah. So who knows when the show is going to introduce that to us. I think that's really interesting because, like, I think her training is more like ballroom style and that kind of, like, duet dancing, so
I think it's interesting.
Yeah, we'll see what direction this goes.
I'm excited about this. Yeah, I think she's gonna bring some sparkles from the ballroom to it. Yeah.
I think also, I don't remember whose Instagram live video I was watching the other week. I think it was Kendall's, but she basically confirmed that the show was in fact ending after this season.
Okay.
No. Unfortunately. What? Oh.
Yeah.
That's news for me.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But there's still quite a few episodes left because the seasons have like 30 something episodes per season. So.
And, you know, because Abby just went to, she's in July was when she started jail. Yeah. Her jail sentence was mid-July. So she's got pretty much a whole year without Abby. Abby's going to be in jail. So
I feel like Abby's not coming back.
Yeah, I don't think she'd come back to the show. Abby said that if she after she gets out of prison, she wants to do a scripted show.
Yes, she does. Karina and I talked about this last when
she took we went to
like 2016 was it 2016 or
yeah.
Has it been that long?
I think it was like a year.
Yeah, we went to visit the studio, and she was talking about how she wants to do another show, kind of like a related to Dance Moms, but not related to Dance Moms in the same way.
Yeah, she doesn't want to focus like on the moms.
She said familiar faces would be in it.
Yeah.
So you never know.
She may come back with a bang.
Okay. It's gonna be like, who's the boss?
I'm gonna assume Eliana Lily.
It's gonna be like Cheers. Yeah. With Abby.
I think we'll be seeing Eliana and Liliana in the show.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. I think she wants to utilize all the girls. Yeah, that's my news, guys. Anybody else have news?
I think I do. I said I don't think I do.
No.
What do you have?
I don't have any more.
Okay. That's it for news. I think that's it, guys. Yay. So
we're back.
Great kickoff to this new season. That's very exciting. There's a lot in store, so I'm excited for this season and everything that that's in store for us, and Chloe, Cheryl Burke, and everything that's on the horizon.
I'm so excited for Chloe.
I know, when
I can't say
back?
It enough. I think next week.
Next week, we're going to have full-on Chloe.
I'm pretty sure next week. I think it's the So Long Abbey.
Care to make it interesting?
Yeah.
Chloe's going to be back. I'm so excited.
Awesome. All right, guys. So that is our AfterBuzz panel for episodes 15 and 16. You guys want to go around the table and tell them where they can find you?
Yes.
Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BeckBTalksTV. Watch the Shadowhunters and Stitchers after shows on Tuesdays.
And I'm Karina Vargas. You guys can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS.
Hello, I'm Nicola Finn. You can find me pretty much anywhere at Nicola Finn on Twitter, Instagram. There we go.
And I'm Tamara Brown, and you can follow me on Twitter at Brown Tamara, or I just signed up for, what's it called, Saraha? You guys know that app? Oh, it's dangerous, because it allows you. You guys, if anybody out there uses Saraha, I'm heytamara.saraha.com, or however you say it. So heytamara.saraha.com. All right, we will see you next week, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.